Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to lift this one for the kingdom.
To everything.
And ye have he quickened with dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of obedience, of disobedience, among whom we've also had our conversations in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we were his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which has had before ordained that we should walk in them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our topic for today, amen, is get rich or die trying. Get rich or die trying. Father, we bless you, praise and magnify you. We thank you for this opportunity to go into your word and to take it and hide it deep in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. God, we thank you for a word because we cannot live by bread alone, but it's every single word that proceeded out of your mouth. God, we ask that you will continue to be with us and keep us in this season, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Paul was talking, amen, to the Gentiles about the newness of life. Amen. Sometimes we look at life and we think according to what we see and what we hear and what we feel based on what other people are doing, that great gain is godliness. We think that riches, amen, are things that we see on the outside. We think that wealth is measured by how much a person has obtained over their lifetime. But I recognize in this particular scripture that if we want real riches, praise the Lord, then we must first start with the riches of God. And the most important riches that God has for us, amen, is the riches of grace and of mercy. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that if it was not for his mercy, if it was not for his forgiveness, if it was not for the bloodshed, there would be no remission of sin. If it wasn't for his mercy, we'd be consumed. We'd be destroyed. We would be in oblivion because we were by all rights, amen, transgressors of God. We were by all rights to be thrown into the pit of hell. By all rights, the wages of sin are death. But the Bible said, because God is rich in mercy, that he has great love toward us. And even when we were yet dead and away from him and going our own way in sins, the Bible said that he has quickened us together with Christ Jesus, reminding us that his riches, amen, we can partake of them, that we can go in and we can take it boldly before the throne of grace. And he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And we would just confess to him who he is in us. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that in the times to come, that he may show his exceeding riches. The one thing about God, he doesn't run out of grace, amen. There's a dispensation of grace. that is laid in this earth realm. And it's not that he runs out of grace, but he has a time for his grace to be withdrawn from humanity, praise the Lord. And that's the reason why the Bible said that we are saved by grace and not of works. If we're saved at all, it's because of the grace of God. If we are delivered at all, it's because God's mercy toward us. And we need to recognize that even though we can obtain some things in this world and we're striving for the things that are around us, if we're not rich in grace and mercy, amen, we are not the children of God. For the Bible said that you would know my children, you would know my disciples by the love that they share for one another. If you forgive, if you shall be forgiven, praise the Lord. If you hold it to that charge, they will be held to your charge. If you deny your father before men, he would deny you before Christ Jesus. We're in a position or place where we have riches and multitude of grace and mercy that God wants to reciprocate with us, that we can go out and preach the gospel to others, letting us know that we're saved by grace as well. It's nothing that we've done to make us so great. Preaching the gospel don't make you saved. Singing a holy song don't make you saved. Going to church don't make you saved. Those things don't make you saved. They put you in a position where you can receive his grace and his mercy. And when you're full of grace and mercy, you want to forgive people because you know that you've been forgiven. When you're full of grace and mercy, praise the Lord, it makes you want to preach the gospel to those that are poor and without, to those that don't know from the pardon of their sin, because you understand that could have been me, save the grace of God. That could have been me if it wasn't for his mercy. Oh, I know you're hard-headed. I know you're kicking against the brick. I know that you're out there doing your own thing and don't have a clue to where you're going, but if it wasn't for the grace of God, that could have been me there on that corner, strung out on drugs, in homosexuality, in perverse things in this world. If it wasn't for his mercies, this world would consume me, would swallow me up. But we can't forget that God wants us to be rich. He wants us to press toward the mark of the high calling. He wants us to be in a position where we have presented ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is our reasonable service. So just to get full of anything, you need to get full of God, get full of his word. The Bible said, if you believe in me, amen, as the scripture has said, that out of our bellies is richness in our bellies. Out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water. If we would just allow God to fill us up with his grace, his mercy, his love, his forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for being who you are in our lives. The 11th verse said in Ephesians 2 that, wherefore remember, my God, today, we need to reflect, we need to look back, we need to see how far God has brought us from. It says, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles, in your flesh, you used to do wrong, you used to go the other way, you used to say ain't nothing to that church thing, you used to transgress against your God. In times past, you were like the other Gentiles, and you was uncircumcised, but you've been called to the circumcision by the flesh made by hands. And in these times that you were without Christ, you were an alien, you were a pilgrim, cut off from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenant of promise, and having no hope, and without God in this world. But the Bible says in the 13th verse, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes far off were made nigh by the blood of Jesus, for he is our peace, and who has made us but one, and has broken down the middle wall or partition between us and God. Look at God and how he's working. Look at how he's blessing us. Look at how he's forgiving us. We were once sinners. The Bible says that we were dead in our transgressions, and God has quickened us. So here we are, giving him glory and giving him praise and magnifying him and lifting him up, because God is good and he's worthy to be praised. So why don't we show grace and mercy toward others? Sometimes we get so caught up in religion that we forget about relationship. We didn't get saved the first time God had called us, the first time the preacher had worded the scriptures, or we quoted John 3:16. We didn't change our hearts and our mind. God continued to draw us by his loving kindness. He began to gently chastise us until we came in a place where we can receive him. We need to be kind to others. We need to be forgiving of others. We need to be long-suffering, amen, so that someone can be saved through our walk, through our life, through the way that we present the gospel to them. Listen, if gospel is good news, why are you always telling people bad news? You're going to go to hell. You ain't right. But we have to have grace and mercy. We have to have the same thing that drew us in. We were sinners. We were in the club, and God prayed for us through Christ Jesus. Our grandmothers prayed for us. The saints prayed for us while we were yet sinners. But we were out there, amen, doing the doo-wop and praise the Lord and the Cuban shuffle, glory to God, and find ourselves, in the clubs, tossing it up and turning it up. Amen, chasing after all manners of flesh and smoking and drinking and cussing and fighting and being riotous. While we were out doing those things, somebody prayed for us. Somebody had mercy on us. Somebody had grace. Someone was touching and agreeing that God would someday come in our path and prick our hearts to be saved and call us out from the monkey mara, place our feet on straight street. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. Paul said that I want to get to know him. I want to get to know him in the power of his resurrection, praise the Lord. I wanted to get to know him in the fellowship of his suffering. I want a closer walk with thee. I want to be able to feel what he feels and to see things that he sees and to hear when he's calling me. I want a closer walk with him. So my riches are not of this world. The Bible said that the kingdom of God is not meat or drink. It's not how many things that we possess. That's not the kingdom of God, praise the Lord. Those are just things that he gives us in his earth realm. The Bible said that he knows the needs that we have before we even ask. Those are just necessities in this earth realm, meat and drink and clothes and raiment. That's just the need. But if you want to be rich, we have to be rich in God, rich in his love, rich in his mercy, rich in his grace, rich in his word. Glory to God. I tell you what, they can have this whole world give me King Jesus and I'll be all right. Because in him is everything, praise the Lord. He is the fullness of joy, glory to God. He is my all in all, my buckler, my shield. He's my fortress. He's my God. I trust in him. Without him, nothing was made. And everything was made because of him. I can lose it all. And God has the ability to give it all back to me. Glory to God. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his love and kindness has been better than life. We're more than conquerors because of who he is, because how he's allowed us to be in his fold. My God, today we need to show the same grace and mercy toward others. We need to let them know that we're filled with the richness of Christ Jesus, that we're sitting at his face, that we're in a position where we know that God is on the throne, and this throne he reigns forever. Father, I love you. I do thank you for this opportunity to get into your word. I appreciate you, God, because you're showing us your riches. You're showing us, God, that it's not meat or drink, that it's not the thing that a man possesses, but our riches, God, are in you. You set them up in heavenly places. We can just speak it, and it shall come to pass. We can just believe it and walk in it. My God, right now, Father, we ask that you will continue to bless us and keep us. Pastor Steve Dinwiddie of New Season Ministries, we love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Have a wonderfully blessed day.